ओम शांति। 23rd November 2019 Saturday। द एसेंस स्वीट चिल्ड्रन द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इज द एज टू बिकम फॉर्चुनेट। इन दिस एज यू कैन मेक योर स्टार ऑफ फॉर्च्यून स्पार्कल एज मच एज यू वॉन्ट। सो स्वीट चिल्ड्रन द कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इज द एज टू बिकम फॉर्चुनेट तकदीरवान। In this age, you can make your star of fortune sparkle as much as you want. So Baba has compared fortune with star. And fortune is usually compared to at least 10 things. And one of them is star. The second is sun. There are some Avyakta Murlis where Baba said, the son of your fortune. Third line, Baba often says, the line of fortune should remain undivided, very long, and it's in your hand how much fortune, line of fortune you want to draw. So it all depends upon you. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said at some point, it's all upon you how much effort you do. So intense effort is all your hand. So fortune is the line. Then fourth, fortune is the pen. Kalam. It's in your hand how much you draw. It's the pen that you have received. So fortune is the pen. Baba has given, Baba is the bestower of fortune, and he has given you the pen. Then fortune is tilak, which you receive here on the forehead. So Baba comes and gives you the tilak of fortune. Then fortune is also suhag. Suhag is something which a married woman puts on the forehead. That's a sign that she is married. So fortune is the suhag. Then fortune is the wheel, chakra. Baba often says wheel of fortune. Fortune is the chakra. Then fortune is the door, dwar. Fortune is often compared to door. The door of fortune is opened. So fortune is a door. Then fortune is the treasure, khazana. Fortune is the treasure. And the last tenth, fortune is the blessing, vardhan. Yeah, even picture. Baba often says, the picture of your fortune, you can draw as much as you want. So these are so many comparisons scattered over different Avyakta Murlis. Sometimes fortune is a star, sometimes it is sun, sometimes it is line, sometimes it is pen, sometimes tilak, sometimes suhag, sometimes wheel, sometimes door, sometimes treasure, sometimes blessing, and sometimes picture. The different comparisons of fortune. And Baba often compares things whenever he wants to explain anything. And what are the different fortunes we have received in this life? The first fortune is knowing oneself. Oneself. We got to know who we are. Otherwise we were groping in the dark. We didn't know who we are, what we are. What have we to do? Nothing. The life was aimless. And we were considering ourselves as bodies. We understood who we are. One. Second, we understood who God is. What is his nature? What is his form? What does he do? When does he come? What is his occupation? How does he look like? Where does he stay? Everything about him. The complete biodata about God. The complete resume of our God. The third, we got to know this world. Jeev Jagat Ishwar. What is this world? How is this world? World in the sense cycle, drama. We got all this entire knowledge. So, this is the fortune of knowing the world. Then, fortune of knowing of this Brahmin life, new life. We got this new life. This is not the old life. This is the new life where everything is new. Every morning is new. Every Amrit Vela is new. The whole day is new. Every enthusiasm is new. We are filled with newness, creativity. Then we got the fortune of Murli. Every day is Murli. Is the treasure of infinite gyan, knowledge. And then we got the fortune of Brahma Bhojan, eating food which is very pure, where worldly people are eating the food which is prepared in Ravan's kitchen. We are eating the food which is prepared in Ram's kitchen. So there are two type of kitchens. One is Ravan's, another is Ram's. Then we got the fortune of Amrit Vela. The whole world is sleeping. And we get up early morning hours and are lost in the love of God. Is it not the great fortune? So, fortune of Amrit Vela. Then, fortune of Srimad, Maryadas, codes of conduct. We have understood the laws of life. What are the different codes? What are the different Srimad and Maryadas of this Brahmin life? Then, we got the fortune of purity. Baba has given us the pure life. And we can understand purity only when we follow it. Only when we get to know the benefits of purity, then only we do understand what is it. Otherwise we never can understand purity just by listening about purity. Purity is not something to be spoken about or heard. It is something which is to be experienced in one's own life, and what are the benefits that one derive from it. Then we got the fortune of this Brahmin family, this godly family, this spiritual commune, this spiritual organization. So, divine family. Then we got the fortune of this sacrificial fire, to be a part of this sacrificial fire, yajna. Then we got the fortune of Madhuban, which is one of the greatest places in the world, the highest pilgrimage. Then we got the fortune of service, seva, spiritual seva. We got the fortune of Rajyoga. We got to understand what is Rajyoga. People think yoga means exercise, asanas. That is their conception about Rajyoga. But Rajyoga doesn't mean just doing different postures. So our next fortune is the fortune of trying to understand. We got to know the full detailed philosophy of Rajyoga. Our next fortune is the fortune of elevated aim that we got. That is to become an angel. In today's Murli, the blessing is based on this one word, angel. Angel are those who don't have any bodily relationships. They stay away from the dirt of body and from the dirt of bodily relationships. Because the moment soul touches soil, it becomes dirty. Soul should stay away from this body and everything which is connected to the body. Relations, the facilities, the different desires, the indulgence, the land, the language, the culture, the tradition, the ceremonials, the enjoyments, the gratifications, the desires, the passions, the sanskars, and everything which is pertaining to the body. Soul, when the soul stays away from all the filth, dirt, murk of body, soul is said to be in the stage of an angel. So we got the fortune of becoming an angel in this very birth. People only have heard about angels. They don't know anything about angels. They feel that angels are messenger of God. They come from God. That's it. But nobody knows that there is possibility of becoming an angel also. If you go to the Christian religion or Abrahamic religion, all the three religions believe in angels, Judaism, Islam, and Christian. They feel that God sends angels, and each human being has one or two angels guiding. But that we are those angels, that nobody knows. So we got the new fortune of becoming an angel. What else? What are our other fortunes? Love of God. Love of God. We got to know who is He and we got to love Him. Then help of God. We got His help, His cooperation. And then protection of God. We got His canopy, the shade upon us all the time. And then company of God. We got His company, the divine company, which nobody can even envision. And we are living our lives in Him, for Him, through Him, towards Him, for Him. So company of God, protection of God, help of God, love of God. These are all things that we got. Meeting God, is it not a great thing? We have become carefree emperor. So we got the fortune of meeting God directly. And then Soman, different self-respects. Baba has given us elevated consciousness. He reminded us that we had lost and we had forgotten. So this is a huge list of fortunes. Huge. You go on and on and on and on. It's unending. You keep on writing. Karma Yogi, the fortune of Karma Yoga, the fortune of sleep of yoga, Yoga Nidra, the fortune of Gyan discussion, the fortune of different classes, the fortune of all dadis, sustenance by dadis, the fortune of sustenance from seniors, the first fortune of job satisfaction, the fortune of service, seva, blessings, duai from the souls. So the list is endless. So Baba is saying, sweet children, then fortune of confluence age. Madhavan, he said, this confluence age is the age to become fortunate. So it's at this age, in this age, that we become fortunate. In this age, you can make your star of fortune sparkle. As I said, there are comparisons of fortune. So Baba said, what you can do is, you can make your star of fortune shine. What about sun? The sun of fortune keeps on shining upon you all the time. What about line? It should remain undivided, infinite. What about pen? You write whatever you want, to whatever extent you want to write. And whatever you want to write, you got the pen of destiny in your hand. So you create your own destiny, your own fortune. Because the bestower of fortune is in your pocket at present. So pen, then tilak. This tilak of fortune should remain unerased, uneffaced. So every morning take the tilak from Father. Then this fortune is the suhag. And a wife who is married, she is intoxicated that her husband is alive and doing well and taking care of her so much. So we all souls are in fact females, and God is the male, the beloved. So we should have that suhag all the time, akhand, undivided, eternally present on our forehead. Then fortune is the treasure. We should see that this fortune is not stolen, robbed, or we are deprived of it by anything. Fortune is one of the greatest treasures that we have received from Father. So see that we are not careless about this fortune, lest the robbers are hiding in ambush to rob us, to make us bankrupt again. Then this fortune is the blessing that we have received. Fortune is the blessing. So keep on thinking about the blessing. Keep on staying in that supernal, supernatural, super sensuous bliss all the time. Because we have received the highest blessing. No human being can ever receive, get, or be granted such a blessing, and that too from the highest authority. So we receive this blessing of fortune. Fortune has come to us as blessing. It's one of the greatest things. People in the world, they keep on telling the stories of their misfortune, keep on crying, blubbering all the time, always complaining, always grumpy, and filled with complaints regarding their durbhagya, misfortune. And here you sing the glory of your own fortune. You sing, you dance, you move, singing the glory of your own fortune. So fortune has come to as a blessing. Then, picture. Whatever picture you want to draw, you draw the picture of your fortune. So you have the best of the abilities to draw your painting of fortune, your photograph of fortune. So you can draw as you want. It depends on how much expertise one has got in this skill, how much dexterous one is in drawing. That dexterity matters. So how much proficient one is in the drawing the fortune, it's all about that. So these are all the different comparisons of fortune. So Baba is saying, in this age, means in this confluence age, you can make your star of fortune sparkle as much as possible. It all depends upon you. The more we churn the knowledge, the more the sparkle of the knowledge, the more the star of the fortune sparkles. So keep on churning the knowledge, keep on understanding the knowledge, go into the depth of the knowledge, keep on discussing this knowledge, keep on reading about this knowledge, keep on listening this knowledge, keep on what is known as brainstorming this knowledge, keep on doing some creativity in understanding this knowledge. The more we understand knowledge, the more the mind becomes clear. The more the knowledge, the lesser would be the misunderstandings. The more the knowledge, the lesser would be doubts. the more the knowledge, the more the maturity. So in order to achieve the high form of spiritual maturity, one must not be satisfied with higher, lower level of knowledge. The thirst for knowledge should go on and on and on. The quest for knowledge, this desire, this intense urge to know the knowledge should never leave us. So, sweet children, the confluence age is the age to become fortunate. In this age, you can make your star of fortune sparkle as much as you want. So it all depends on you. Our fortune is in our hand. For example, once few mischievous boys, they come to a fortune teller, and that fortune teller is a very old man and he is quite famous, and whatever fortunes, whatever predictions he had done till now, they all had come true. So they want to test this old man. So they play a prank, a mischief. They bring a pigeon and hide that pigeon in the court and bring to that old man and say, and ask that old man, the soothsayer, tell us whether the pigeon which is with behind the court is dead or alive. And they came with the preparation that if he says it is dead, they will bring it out and show it is alive. And if he says the pigeon is alive, they will kill it inside and bring it out that it is dead. So with this condition, they brought that pigeon hidden in the court in front of that old man and did ask him, tell us, you are a great fortune teller. We have heard a lot about you. And whatever predictions you have made, they all have come true till now. Now tell us, the pigeon which is behind the court is dead or alive? And the old man says, it all depends upon your hand. It all depends upon you. It's all in your hand, whether the pigeon is alive. So it all in our hand, whether we make our fortune or mar our fortune. So it's all about we make or we mar. Making or marring. We rise or we fall. We progress or we deteriorate. The rise and the fall of fortune. The progress or the failure. The success or the failure is all in our hand. So, we are the maker of our fortune. We are the captain of our fortune. Om Shanti.